Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Later in the show, Fred Smoot will join us. He'll jump on at 9. We can talk to him about what he saw from Marshawn Lattimore. Mm-hmm. Looked like they definitely changed their approach in the second half. They weren't doing Lattimore Island because that wasn't working out so well.
Why would you do that?
He's, I don't know. I don't know what he is. He might be
I will say a couple of the throws to Evans. First of all, he's 6'5". I mean, he's tough to cover.
A couple of throws were perfect.
Yeah, yes.
And so if he gets in front of a smaller DB and that ball's right there, the timing from Baker to Mike was
really
good. But
we're going to see more of it next year. He's going to have to cover guys like CeeDee Lamb, Malik Nabers, and A.J. Brown on a regular basis. Yeah.
So we'll talk to Fred Smoot coming up at 9 o'clock. Joe Theismann will join us at 9:25 as we celebrate the first playoff victory in 20 years. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
Hey, by the way, we can't afford another 20-year drought.
No. And you're not going to get one. You've got
75 years old.
You think that's going to happen with that guy under center?
I'm pretty sure it won't. But I'm just saying
by the way,
time is not on our side.
I've just told you in the last week or two that, you know, I'm comfortable with him going out there and doing his thing. He just shows me he can take a hit. He took a hit early.
Oh, yeah, he did.
When he did a little helicopter out on the sideline.
Yeah, hit hard.
Get like half of a foot out of bounds.
That was borderline.
Planted him.
Yeah,
like, I was expecting a flag. I would have liked the flag there, but it was close.
It was close.
Fine, whatever. Just call it both ways. I felt like they were pretty good. And the Washington did a big thing. Listen, Jason said they have to control the clock. They had to do that. They did it. And I thought they had to, obviously, they had to limit the penalties. And even though we had a couple, I think we had 5.
Yeah, they had 7.
That's manageable.
Washington had 5.
That's manageable.
Correct. All right, let's go to the phones. Take us through the emotional ride. I mean, Tampa looks like they're going to take a lead. They have to settle for a field goal after that botched snap on third and inches.
I didn't get queasy, but I didn't like seeing all that blood pouring out of our hero, Jaden Daniels.
Did that happen
face.
On the big hit out of bounds?
I think so.
I think so.
Yeah. I think that pad just jacked them.
Wasn't queasy. But I didn't like the sight of that blood.
Yeah. Tiny amount of blood.
Hold on, you're just saying from a personal
Yeah, personal
thing.
Blood squeamishness level.
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
Didn't love it.
Right.
Did not love it very much.
Right, had more blood on Nick's from shaving.
No, you haven't. You're underselling how much he was bleeding.
It was
out
a nice little
face.
Gash. He needed glue. Yeah. They had to glue it together.
Yeah. It was a sizable. I mean, it wasn't a UFC wound, but it was.
Can you not watch UFC because of that? Of all the open wounds,
I can't watch UFC because it's boring. Actually,
oh.
I just
can't believe Cakes that made him queasy.
No, I mean,
it was the most minor cut.
I swear, I have a Band-Aid right here from a neck
queasy,
trying to shave like the back of my neck, and I had more blood than Jaden Daniels.
No chance.
I also, you may not like the UFC, but I don't know how you can say it's boring. I mean, typically, it's not boring.
You know what it is? Not for me.
That's fair.
Yeah. there we go.
All right, let's go to Andre in Upper Marlboro. Andre, what's up? 800-636-1067. What's going on, buddy?
Man, what's up? What's up, Junkies?
What's
hey,
up?
Man, look.
How's it feel?
Man, it feels real good. Hey, man, look. With this new ownership, they've changed the way these players think. They've bought into it. But what I think the plus is this rookie quarterback. I mean, his demeanor is infectious.
Yep. Yeah, I've never seen anything like it.
I'm at the point now where with 2 minutes left in the game, I think we could win.
Right, you have confidence.
Every time they show him on the sideline when he's not in the game, he's just sitting there with the most calm look. Like, you know, I know he keeps saying, you know, it's all God and everything. You almost buy into it that it's something there because he's just at calm. He's at peace.
Man, look here. He can say it's God, and I'm with that. But even if it's God, everybody doesn't buy into that.
Yeah,
so
I know.
The fact that if that's his faith and it's working for him, man, it's transitioning to the team, and I think we can win in any situation.
They definitely can. Like, they've proven it. Yeah. And I think it's a sense of he's been there, done that. He did it in college. He's now doing it in the pros. He's comfortable in that situation. When they start running that no huddle, he's even better than when they're in the huddle.
And the good thing is like we look so good that we have very few holes to fill. And it seems crazy that usually in a losing effort, Commanders fans are always looking the next seat.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the season is over with, but I'm looking forward to next season to see the pluses that go on with this team. I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
All right, thank you. Well, I want to see what they do in the offseason.
There's also positivity that this team has that we haven't seen in years.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
last year, that team wouldn't have been in the playoffs.
Right.
That kick wouldn't have gone in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And everything would have gone wrong.
Everything would have gone wrong. Yeah. And I'm not saying it was just because of Ron, but just because of the overall negativity of the entire locker room.
Cakes, I've been asking you this the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
If you're the GM, are you bringing Bobby Wagner back?
Hard not to.
I probably bring him back on
a
one-year deal.
What about Zach Ertz?
Zach Ertz?
I think you have to.
Yeah, I probably give them one-year deals.
I think you have to.
Not going to be uber expensive.
Again, I want to see more from Ben Sinnott. See more from Ben Sinnott, the guy I spent a second-round pick on.
Yeah.
But I think
you will have
Zach Ertz in the room as a mentor.
Yeah, I mean, the chemistry thing, it just... I'm telling you, culture, chemistry is huge. And Ron claimed he had it. He didn't have it.
He didn't.
This group has.
It was cool. Two side notes.
Yeah.
Nobody would have predicted that Ron Rivera would have two head coaching interviews.
Not
a trillion interviewed with the Bears. Now, I don't think he's going to get either, but he's actually interviewed for two head coaching vacancies, the Jets and the Bears this offseason. And you're talking about sideline demeanor, and certainly Jaden is calm on the sideline. I've never seen a guy read a book on the sideline, which is what A.J. Brown was doing.
Yeah,
apparently he's been doing it all year.
It's kind of his thing.
I've seen Jim. You know who did it? Jim Courier did it in a tennis match once. I think it was in the Australian Open. During changeovers, he was reading a book. I have seen it before.
Tennis seems more cerebral than an NFL game. Like it's a little more peaceful. Like
he was saying, that's where he finds peace.
Yeah,
yeah. It's very strange.
By the way, I'm going to retweet. This is an amazing tweet from Loud Goat, who does the "Let's Go Caps" at every Caps home game. Alex Ovechkin had only scored 25 career goals the last time there was a Washington NFL playoff win, and he's about to break Wayne Gretzky's record in 20 plus goals.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
Scored over 800 goals in between.
That's a pretty sick gap right there.
Well, we were still
working.
How
long it's been.
Or were we not? We were still at HFS, I think, for a day or two. Or maybe we had just ended HFS the last time.
Yeah, CK tweeted that over the weekend.
The Commanders won.
Yeah.
Did you see all the people tweeting the video from that game? It was so grainy, you could barely tell the teams and who was scoring.
God. SD.
Videos come so great.
Mark Brunell against...
It almost looked like scrambled porno. That's how...
It was Mark Brunell against Chris Sims, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that was the quarterback
matchup. Chris Sims
matchup.
Was the quarterback for Tampa back then.
We talked about this. I guess you weren't here. Do you know how many yards Brunell passed for in that game?
94.
Less than that. I think he passed 41. For 71 yards.
41, I think.
41 yards. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Phillip in Manassas.
But Sean Taylor had a fumble.
That was the big one, yeah.
Phillip, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was just telling the guy screening the calls that, man, I'm a reluctant Commanders fan just because of, you know, the whole Snyder era and the smugness and the arrogance and the temerity. But, man, I two things, right? To see the bunch of you guys excited, as much, you know, crazy excited as you are this morning, that's what this is all about, right? New ownership, a young quarterback that's got nothing but energy. A lot of fun, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
I tell you, this morning in the parking lot, you know, about 5 minutes before the show started, parking, and I'm trying to hurry up in here, and there's somebody all the way across in the parking garage, and I don't know who it is, and she says, "I like your jersey."
Very nice.
And then I look at her, and she's wearing a Commander sweatshirt, and I go, "I like your sweatshirt.
Like your style."
I haven't had that interaction here ever.
Right.
And now this is a little subplot to it. So yesterday I'm visiting my mother in the rehab center. JP visited on Friday, and she really appreciated that. It was nice that you did that.
I think she's doing well.
She's hanging in there.
All things considered, she's
hanging
doing
in
well.
There. Yeah. So we were there last night, and I made a point of going before the game, right? So I was there from like 5 to 7 or whatever the hell I was. And as soon as I got in it, this is a rehab center where, honestly, a lot of people are like zombies in there, sure. To be honest with you. I mean, it's like end-of-the-road stuff.
Elderly people who've had falls and that sort of thing.
Well, people are sick, coming back from a surgery, whatever. And some people literally immobile. You walk down the hallway, every room has football on.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's crazy.
Unbelievable.
I'm like, they got 100 chairs in there.
We got about 200 people here about ready to die.
Yeah.
And all of them have the NFL on.
We're all watching every Eagles, room. Packers.
I'm just walking. Like, I took my mom out on the wheelchair, and we're just walking. And literally, every room has football.
And you know what? Even those people in their catatonic states, they looked at Todd Bowles and said, "Dude, I just wasted 13
that's
seconds.
Funny.
I've never seen anything like it.
What are you doing?
Yeah, that's
I've
shocking.
I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, that's shocking.
The NFL is just unbelievable.
By the way, Commanders fans, you better scrape together your funds if you're going to go to Detroit, because the get-in price at Ford Field, the lowest price for a ticket is $470.
It's a big one.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
And it's going to cost a lot of dough to go to that game.
Hey, were my tulips still alive when you visited my mom?
Two were faltering.
But yeah, your mom was butt-sized. I stopped. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was driving there, and just a voice in my head, it was my mom, like, you can't show up empty-handed. And I was thinking of maybe, like, buying something for her to eat, because you'd said that she's sometimes frustrated with the food there. I was like, let me just get some flowers. I stopped at Wegmans, got some flowers for $9.
Perfect.
She got butt-sized.
Oh, nice,
but I was like, they're probably not going to last that long.
They're hanging in there. All right, let's go to Reggie in D.C. Reggie, what's up, man?
Hey, man, you know, we like family. I mean, EB, don't this feel so good, EB?
Of course.
I mean, listen, I think y'all can relate to this. And again, it may not correlate, to, you know, get to the end, but this feels like the Nationals in 19.
Said it last
remember
week.
Remember the wild card? Okay, you know, got past St. Louis. Now they're going against the Dodgers. Okay, no way in hell we're going to beat the Dodgers. Everybody, as long as we got number five, of course we're going to be, you know, prohibiting underdogs. I think it's like 9 now. There's a spread. But again, I'm not afraid of their defense. I'm afraid more of their offense, because I just don't think – I don't know how the hell we're going to stop them. But the only way that you can
pressure.
Stop their offense is if they're on the sidelines.
So yeah,
we got
right.
36-minute, 37-minute, you know, time of possession
like
we did yesterday with Tampa Bay, then we got a shot.
They definitely have a shot going in.
Reggie, that's the key. If they can keep the ball for, like you said, 35 minutes or more and just keep golfing.
And then you just got to get lucky.
And Gibbs and all
plays,
those guys off
like the two fumbled, you know,
yeah,
snaps.
you got to get some breaks.
You got to get some breaks.
Remember what the Nationals, what was it, the Baby Shark or whatever it was?
Yes.
Everybody kept talking about like
mojo.
The locker room. All you keep hearing in with this team is the lock. It got to be something. You hear it all the time in sports, you know, as far as like, you know, the locker room, the culture. It's got to be real. Because you know what bad locker rooms. You heard what, you see Pickens interview yesterday.
Yes,
asked,
right.
Well, are you optimistic? No, not really.
What? Yeah.
How can you say that?
I think he actually said no.
bad locker room.
It's got to be real. And then, again, as long as you – I put it this way. And I don't know. I imagine EB probably felt the same way. When I looked at that time, I think it was 4:44 left in the game. I said, they're not getting the ball back.
Right.
I said, they not getting the ball. That's how confident, because we've seen it throughout the entire season, fourth quarter, and they show his stats. Mm-hmm. He's the number one rated quarterback. Mahomes, Jackson, Burrow, no. Jaden Daniels is the number one fourth quarter quarterback in the NFL this season.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's amazing.
And think about this, Reggie. On third and fourth down combined, they went 11 for 20.
Dan Quinn is he's doing a Dan Campbell. But you know what? You got to play that way, though. You can't no field goal. No,
he doesn't play scared.
The last one
there's
I was
no doubt
for,
about
I was like,
that.
Okay, you got to take the points on this one, and that's the one where I think he could have called a PI, but, you know, ref, okay, make a play. And I was like, okay, man, take the points on this. But if you're going to be aggressive throughout the season on fourth down, which he was, then don't get into the playoffs and now get real, you know, tight vested.
Yeah, it's a philosophy. It's an aggressive
you don't have to go for
philosophy.
It every time. I still don't think you go for it every
Thank
time.
Thank you, Reggie.
I agree. I thought that Ertz play should have kicked it there. But whatever, it worked out for him. You know, we're going to live and die by it.
They're confident
it is
in
what it is.
Whatever they do on fourth down.
800-636-1067. We'll take more of your calls. How are you feeling? The Commanders get a playoff win. Take on Detroit next. 800-636-1067. Celebrating on a Victory Monday. Brought to you by Chenega Mios, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.